Sup, dorks?
Yo.
Good morning.
Good morrow. Happy Monday to those who listen on Monday. I might sneeze at this moment.
Oh.
Hold on.
I knew you were going to make a big deal about that.
Sorry about that, everybody. Apologies for my sniffles.
I was going to say I'm not going to cry, but we don't know that. So I'm not going to say that.
You never know these days, kids. You never know. The cry monster might get you.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, sorry I was bawling on the pod. Evan's going to be like, no. I loved it.
It was so real. That's what we want to hear.
Right. Merry Christmas. The next time we talk, it'll be after Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for you to open your presents.
I am very excited myself. I'm excited to see what you got me. This, usually I'm more excited to give the gift, but this one I'm really excited to give my gift, but I'm really, really excited to get something from you. That you're excited to give, so it works out.
It's true.
I'm really hyped. And then we gotta do our stockings.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be so exciting. And my parents are coming. It's gonna be lit.
Yeah, I'm really excited to just hang with your family.
Me too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
I think it's gonna be awesome, except everyone and their mom is gonna be in the city. Already, I'm annoyed at how many people are in the subway.
Yeah.
Trying to get on the subway.
Yeah. It's definitely significant.
Tourists on the subway.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to give a little boot camp to the tourist fam when they get here. Yeah. I'm going to be like...
Sit them down on the couch.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, listen up, team. I don't want to see any...
No stumbling on the subway.
No lollygagging. Lollygagging.
Yeah.
What was I about? Lollylanding?
Lollylanding.
I don't want to see any phones out the minute you get to the turnstile. I want your phone out the minute we're going down the stairs.
That's right. That's right.
I want you double clicking.
Prepped.
When you see the turnstile, right. You tap and you go.
Right.
You tap and you go.
Right.
You follow me. We pick up the pace. We walk single file.
Yeah.
No questions asked. No questions. No questions. Are we going the right asked. Way? No. We got it. Yeah. We're on it.
Yeah.
Let me take you there.
Let me take you there.
Is that a song?
Let me take you there.
In the middle of the night. Is that one?
Nah, there's probably a gajillion songs.
Take you there. Yeah.
I think that is.
Yeah.
I'm like awesome. An 80s, 70s?
I'm awesome.
I don't know, 90s? I don't
Cindy
know.
Cyndi Lauper.
For real?
I think so.
For real?
Let's see.
No way.
Let's see.
Are you sure the lyric is, I'm going to take you there? Yeah, I think so. What are they talking about, you think? You think it's sex?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take you there. Like, I'm going to grab your butt.
I don't know if it's Cyndi Lauper. Oh, shoot.
I wish it was easier to access and say, hey, phone, play
the
me this
Google,
song.
Like, Geminis do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, wait. 2 more seconds. Talk about something.
I did see on your socials the other day about how AI, and I've talked about this to my family. I'm interested to see how Terry would, if they even listen to this podcast. They're all hanging out together right now, so I doubt they're going to spend time to listen to our podcast, the bums.
Oh, Madonna. Same difference.
Is it the right lyric, though? Anyways.
Maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa, down yeah. on my knees?
Yeah, girl, everyone was just...
She's just talking about blowing a dude? Hold on.
Yeah, everyone was just...
Is that seriously what that song's about?
Going at it. Yeah, Madonna Madonna sings about...
I'm a on my knees, I'm a take you there. That's crazy.
It's like a prayer, now I'll take you there.
What if we're super wrong and we're just being idiots right now?
No, it's
definitely about that, right? Man, yeah. Lyrics are weird. Songs I don't listen to lyrics.
Songs are always about that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's but, either I mean, that's I, like specific. It's either I hate you that's or like, I love you.
I'm going to undo your belt loop.
Stop.
And I'm going to take you.
If your parents are listening, your mom is mad at you right now.
Well, they're all together, so my brothers will even it out.
Okay, true. Okay, true. Yeah, I'm sorry you're not with them. That's all right. I feel bad.
It's all right. What are you?
Are you going to cry?
Yeah.
It's maybe okay.
Maybe it's my turn.
I don't know. You guys just love each other.
I know. I know.
And I don't want you guys to be together.
It's a happy sad because, you know, I get to still be here and hang with your fam in NYC. So it'd be chilling.
Yeah, true. Okay, detour. Hello. What were we even talking about?
Nothing.
Okay, well.
Probably nothing.
We're back to regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
And so what's the high and low of your week?
What did I say on there?
Hawks win.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Thursday night football was crazy. The LA Rams. Sorry about that. Whoa, the sound wave is crazy on here. That's so funny to see. The LA Rams are really good. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. Seahawks are also really good. But Sammy's had like a question. The quarterback's had a question on if, you know, he can handle under pressure, blah, blah, blah. We've lost the Rams earlier this season, but not by much, by just a couple seconds. Long story short, we go into overtime with the Rams. And this is a battle for the one seed in the NFC and for the division. So there's only three more games left, two more games left after that one. And yeah, we did it. We pulled it out.
Crazy things happened.
It was unbelievable. I don't think anyone really cares, so I don't want to get into the crazy details.
Well,
but we got three two-point conversions
in a row. Let me do it and then see if you can
do the sport.
Okay,
yes,
ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I was at work, but this is what the end game highlight reel told me. Ready?
Well, and Leo first, probably told you like 5,000 times because...
Yeah, and I saw the last part of it, which was...
You saw OT.
Insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so first we have a touchback. Touchdown.
What?
No?
Are you talking to overtime?
No.
Just
we're down by like three touchdowns.
Okay.
And we like get to the fourth
16
quarter.
Points.
We get to our classic fourth quarter scare where everyone's like, okay, I guess as a 12, I'll do this for you since you can't. And so then we get the right, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Raheem Shaheed runs it in and we go, wow.
A punt return.
Thank you. Oh, it's not a touch.
No, it's a punt return.
Okay. A punt return.
Yeah.
And we go, thank you so much. Hope again.
Yes.
Then we are going for a two-point conversion.
Yeah.
We make it.
Yes.
Then
yes.
We do a great stop. Defense was holding amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, defense.
What's that called? When there's only...
Three and out.
Yeah, that's fucking good.
Then we go... We get the ball again, and then we go down, and we're going for another two-point conversion after we get a touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't know who got that one, but probably like...
Barner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so then we do it again, but the pass is crazy because it's a lateral pass that
nice.
Then goes backwards.
So lateral pass already goes backwards.
Oh, okay.
So it was
but
a
it
lateral
went off,
pass.
It went off like someone's helmet, and then we were like, oh, the play is over. And JSN just like, no, who was it? Walker?
Charbonneau.
Oh, my man. He just goes to like pick up the football to be nice, like... He picks it up. He stands in the end zone. Boom. They review the play. We get that two-point conversion. Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah.
Now we're only...
No, it's tied.
Now,
30.
And then we don't... Sam, like, freaks out a little bit. We go into overtime. But then we're in overtime, and we receive, which I think is always the better option.
No, we defer.
Yeah, so you receive first.
No. Deferring is kicking.
Yeah, so you...
Receiving the ball is
sorry.
The ball.
I was thinking that means like
kicking the ball.
No.
What do you think receiving the ball means?
I didn't For me, it's like receive is like you're on like the receiving side, like you're on defense. You're not like throwing.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, but you're right.
Like they're throwing, we're receiving.
Because you know it's interception time. That's why.
No, but that's next. So we're on D and our D's popping off. And then we don't intercept.
No, we don't. It was very close.
No, someone almost did, but we do a solid.
I will give you $100 if you can name the person that almost intercepted the ball.
Eddie.
It's close.
Is his nick? You called him Eddie.
No.
Ernie. You owe me $100.
No, you got to give me the full thing.
No, that's not even fair because you were yelling Ernie at the screen.
Ernest Jones.
That's Ernie. You said Ernie after his interview.
That's pretty good.
I know things.
That's pretty good.
He had his hair out and he was like. Yeah.
He's got that boo, 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 boo.
An afro, yes. Anyways, you're interrupting my story.
I'm so sorry. You're just doing so good.
And you still owe me $100. So then okay, Puka got me 50 points on fantasy this week. Thank you so much.
Whoa.
Because the Rams have the ball and they score a touchdown. And we're like, oh
they
no.
They do.
And they do a field goal. So we're like, wow, we have to do something big. And we do. There's an epic catch from JSN. I call him Jason. No one get mad. From Jason. And then from Coop. They do some excellent like foot drag things. And they're like, wow, we're there. Then JSN attaches a touchdown. We're like, wow. Leonard's freaking out. He hasn't sat down all night. He's literally standing. His legs are so tired. He keeps bending over in between plays because he can't sit down because his OCD is rampant for this game. Then Sam's going for a 2-point and Leonard's like, no, 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 I don't want it. I don't want it. Don't do it. I don't want it. I don't want it. He's freaking out. And I'm like, Leonard, you have to get on board. If this is what they're doing, we have to be on board. 12
but little
unite.
Did you know that if we missed, we lost the game.
Well, I like had a feeling, but I thought we just like there was more time because there was still 3 minutes left. So I figured like. I don't know. I figured like it was still gonna go, like there was a chance for like an interception or something. You know what I mean? Like I thought we were gonna play out the clock, but I didn't know that was like the end. But it was crazy. Sam threw like a pass he had been throwing all night, but that had been bouncing off helmets. Actually, yes. For weeks, yes. He's been throwing passes that have just been bouncing off helmets. Yeah. But this one didn't hit the helmet.
So close.
It went right past it.
Yep.
Inches.
Yep.
And our random tight end.
Yeah, Sovert, our blocking tight end.
Got the two-point conversion. And we won. And Leonard freaked out. And then we could go to bed. And it was perfect.
It was a beautiful day. That was my high.
And sports all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, my fantasy team has been actually killing it now. And they started killing it once I got into the loser's bracket. So I don't know why they couldn't have just...
It's too bad.
Pulled through week two, but suddenly everyone wants to go to the Super Bowl and is popping off.
I think that's what it is. Things change when it's really playoff time.
I hate that.
Yeah. You've done good, though. You've made me proud as a football fan and as a fantasy football player.
Yeah, if you would have told me I was explaining that last year, no, I wasn't.
You really did a good job, and I'm impressed with you pretty much got almost all of it. With one season of watching, you've got a good amount of names. You can recognize people. You understand penalties. Like, my dad called during the Hawks game.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, why was that a first down? He clearly did not have the first down. But you said, before my dad even called, and I didn't even have to say it because I couldn't say it because of my OCD.
Right.
That forward progress. And you said that live. Like, you didn't even wait for the replay. Like, you knew that that was a first down forward progress.
Yeah, because they've been doing that all season.
All season.
And then the announcer said that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah. Proud.
True.
I was very, very proud.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a good moment.
Now we're going to go watch ballet. I'm going to teach you all intricate things about that.
Yeah.
And then when we go somewhere, I'm going to be like, what step is that? And then you're going to name it off the dome. And it's going to be like, my version.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I find that like I might struggle, but
I think we should take a ballet class together so then you can see what we do.
Attaboray, what is it?
Pot-a-bray.
Attaboy.
My grandma was like, are you guys going to go see the Nutcracker? And I was like, no, we don't.
Have $1,000?
Well, it's $150 for a ticket.
Yeah, $1,000.
Right. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. We just like want to do so many things. And we're so like, there's so many things I want to do. That spending that much money on like one ticket. Mm-hmm. Like we can see that when we're older or like older, LOL. Sometimes I say things and I'm like, yeah, I'll just do that when I'm like grown up. And I remember that that's now.
Yeah. Kind of got to.
I woke up to 2 engagement texts today. Two people I know got engaged.
Who?
This other girl from UOP. Like, oh, you wow. don't know okay. her.
But interesting. Wow.
2 people I know. I mean, if you count Kate, that's like 3.
Like 3 in a week and a half. That's crazy. It's time. It's 'tis the season.
I
couldn't be bothered. Was that pretty good?
No, I was going to say I don't vibe with a holiday proposal.
Mm.
But maybe I do, but no. It's
But you don't
this,
celebrate a
this
reunion.
Last weekend is the last weekend you can in okay, hashtag my opinion. This weekend until the 21st is when you can like propose without it being like, Christmas oh, he Eve. Proposed at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Or she.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or she. Oh. Nice. Smart.
Yeah.
Nice.
Inclusivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what it's like. And then it's New Year's and like, yeah, no, like I want
a
present. A
New Year's proposal would be kind of cool, no?
No.
Going into the new year? No?
No, then just do it in January when nothing's happening and I'm bored and sad because the holidays are over.
You want to distribute the fun.
Yes. It's just like I'm so glad I'm not born on Christmas. Like I think it's awesome if you are, but also like... Like, Violet's birthday is New Year's Eve, and she's always like, yeah, it's, like, overshadowed.
I'm sure.
Exactly. What's that sound? The train.
We gotta move out of this place, so that way you don't gotta ask that every time we're on the planet.
Okay, we're still on... I guess that was our high in sports. Do you have any more sports?
No. No, that was great. We're the number one seed, and if we can win out... And again, we got a hard game against San Francisco in our last week.
Nah.
If we can win out, we will have a bye.
We're better than those bums.
Those bums. God, I hope so. Jesus.
We are.
Yeah,
Brock doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, girl. Yeah. Yeah, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the 12 here, me or you?
That's right. You're wearing the Pacific Northwest shirt, dog. Heck yeah.
Yeah, because I got FaceTimed out of bed because someone got proposed to yesterday. What?
That's crazy.
What? What?
Crazy life, man.
Like, we're not old enough, right?
We're just a different... We're in New York City trying to figure out how to freaking do anything. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I just feel like we're still 16.
I wanted to see, like, what is $100 feel to us versus $100 feeling to, like, our parents or something? Like, our...
Well, 100 is the new 20.
But for us, like, you and me, I don't think 100
no,
is the
no,
new
no.
20.
I think 50...
That's 100 is the new 20 for the average person. For us...
Well, with a job that pays them.
Right, right. For us, 100 is, like, closer to... I want to say like 700, maybe.
Well, like honestly, no. 100, after living here,
mm-hmm.
I feel like in school, like in Stockton, it was crazy if we would like go to a bar and I'd spend like $50. Like that
oh,
was
yeah. here
that
is,
was like we were
normal.
Like, we were hitting right. like 3 spots. Like right. we were drinking, like right. maybe like 65. And I was like, wow.
How much were
wow.
drinks in Stockton?
Like $10.
Yeah, that's crazy cheap.
10, 11. Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that nuts that I feel that way? God, I hate it. I hate how much I like it here.
Yeah.
Ugh. So frustrating.
It's just so,
like, for someone
this weekend was so awesome, actually. Like, yeah. I had was a really this week weekend. Was so good.
It was a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't work, like, at all. I got no money and dropped so much.
Wait, you said your low was tech issues.
It's just, whatever reason, it's the same thing about how I don't believe I'm an, like, I believe I'm an alien. Like,
oh my gosh, guys. Leonard keeps saying things sometimes, and I'm so glad he does, but sorry, I interrupted you.
No, God, please continue.
But he keeps saying things like, do you ever have this happen? And he'll say, like, the craziest day.
Oh, you know what?
And I'll go,
I'll use the audience. For those who listen, I need to ask these questions because I feel so weird.
And I'm like, no, no.
I think you're the weird one in that situation.
Don't point your finger at me.
Get that dirty finger away from me.
What did you say happened?
Well, I have my hair.
You said the top of your feet.
Oh, yeah. You see these hairs right here? It's the same pain. It's the same pain as if my hair is...
There was another one you said, like...
Jaw. Like, yeah. I have, like, crunchy jaw sounds and, like, feeling back here sometimes.
You probably just have, like, a little bit of, like, lockjaw or something. Also, you're anxious, so you most definitely probably clench your jaw in your sleep.
Oh my God, do I? I know I do.
So then you just have jaw tension.
Oh my God. You would think that I would have, like, an amazing jawline from doing that.
You do.
But not, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah, you do.
You think this is a crazy jawline?
I think having a crazy jawline is not a good thing. Oh. I think your jawline is...
just right out of the money.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do a good one, and I can't still. I gotta.
It's because you want it too much.
And I can't practice. Can't practice.
You need to, like, do something evil and then laugh, so it's, like... right.
Like, just punch you in the face and just laugh.
Oh my God.
That's evil.
Why is that the first thing you thought of? I don't know.
It's the first thing that said, what's the most evil thing you could do right now? That's pretty freaking evil.
I was thinking, like, to the world. Like, you and me against the world. Not, like, evil to me.
No. Sorry.
Like, my first thing was, like, go pee on something or something.
That is a good evil laugh. That'd be so funny. Just start peeing outside and just start evil laughing while you're peeing.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, all right, I could do that.
You could do that so easily.
I could do that.
You can pee wherever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, must be nice. That's going to make me have to go.
Anyways, pee. I didn't finish.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Technology, because my technology just doesn't work like everyone else's. For instance, yeah. Like... just, I mean, there's a bajillion for instances, but this is why I came to brain, is because I was going to watch a movie and the Fandango gift card was not working. It was working. It got accepted, but it wouldn't finish the purchase for whatever reason. I did it on my computer. I did it on different, like Safari and Google and DuckDuckGo. I did it on all of those. I tried a gajillion times.
DuckDuckGo.
You don't know what DuckDuckGo is?
No.
It's like the Google that doesn't look at your history, like it.
Oh, it like, that's lit. That's lit.
Yeah, it's about policy. Like, they don't use your information against you. Anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, you would actually really mess with DuckDuckGo.
I love that.
It's an app. You can get it. And it's just as good as Google. It's just.
Wait. Okay. And it won't show me AI answers?
No cookies, no AI, no nothing. It's just DuckDuckGo.
Oh, you've just. Changed my life.
Yeah, just back to where we were in middle school.
Thank God. Okay, I'm going to use DuckDuckGo.
Anyways, I did it all.
I love DuckDuckGo.
And I called customer service twice, and they kept giving me the same answer, like something is weird with your account. I used a gajillion different emails, so I knew that was just bullshit. Anyways, I called Dylan. I was like, Dylan, I got some Fandango gift cards. Can you plug this in to your phone and see if it just works for you? Sure enough, first freaking try. Works fine.
Wow.
I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah,
with
you
my
give
stuff.
Me like patience for the other
technological. That's a fun
technologically
word.
Inept elders in my life. like when my like grandma or someone's like, it's not working, I go like, it's okay. It doesn't work for Leonard either.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, we can fix it.
Yeah. At least worry. You're not Leonard.
Don't worry. No, I never say that. It's just like, yeah.
Okay, what about you? I mean, this is clearly, I've just spent 25 minutes talking about myself. So you better start speaking now.
Oh, well, my high is that I took Tuesday off from internship because I just didn't want to go. And I crashed out on Monday. My, not to be a girl, but my hormones around my cycle this month have been actually insane. You know that as someone who lives with me and has seen me cry.
Many times.
But like, wow.
Chuck, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
You're all over the place, kid.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Like
but...
for those who, like my mom's like, oh no, it's probably more than that. Like for instance, she will literally be so upset. But like 1 minute later,
but I'm like not laughing her ass off. Like in an upset way where I'm like mad at you or like nothing's wrong. I'm just like, I had to go lie down.
You're just upset. Like she came in and she's like trying to hang with me. I see her making an effort to like get out of her funk. And then she just stands up, looks at me, pauses for like 5 seconds. She goes, I'm going to go lie down. I was like, okay, do you need anything?
Well, our couch isn't comfy, so.
It sucks.
I couldn't, like, get comfy in the couch.
I hate it.
I couldn't get comfy, so I needed to, like, go lie down. And then you came and hung out, and then it was fine, because all I want to do is just chit-chat.
Yeah, but you need time. You don't want to chit-chat, and then when I try to chit-chat with you, when you're not ready, you like kill me.
Okay, no.
You'd kill me with silence.
You're making me sound crazy.
Well.
A nerd. Can't sound crazy. All the people in your life listen to this.
It's true.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a girl. But it's fine. Leonard asked me, okay, my high was that I skipped work, but it was actually... my low was feeling like I had to because I was like, wow, I can't go in tomorrow. I can't go in tomorrow. I can't do it. But no one's at work this week. So I actually am so excited to go to work because I'm going to be the only one in office.
Perfect.
So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Yeah.
And lit. And that's all those great words. But Tuesday ended up being fun because then we just did work like next to each other. Like I worked on my final eval and you worked on your composition.
Oh my god.
Next to each other. And it we was did. Fun.
We spent like 4 hours like grinding 1 inch away from each other. And it was.
That's what she said.
Whoops. That's not what it.
No. I was on my laptop with headphones on and Leonard was like pretending. Around. Yeah. Leonard has a cycle he goes through when he composes. Like he starts with a lot of clothes on, and by the end he's like naked. He starts off like not sweaty. By the end he's like freaking
like
out because he's sweaty.
For me, it's a race.
And
like
he starts out
race.
Very patient with his logic, and then by the end he's like, god damn.
It's true. Yeah. That's funny to hear from someone from the outside watching me do it.
Yeah. And he sticks his tongue out a lot.
Yeah.
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 Anyways, it was good.
It's frustrating, though, because, you know, you work so hard, you put everything into something, and then...
I give my all to this team.
And, I mean, it's good. Like, I honestly thought that was one of my better scores, for sure. And it still
is. It sounds awesome.
It still is. I just didn't like, when they're coming at me with clearly wrong info. But you have to change stuff. Because they hired you. And that's how it goes. And it just makes it a little worse. So you have to live with what you thought was like your own masterpiece then turns into.
That's true.
Just okay.
Yeah, I was just talking to my mom about that. We were talking about like how music is our job. And like no one really understands unless they're in music, like what that entails. And so it's like, always so hard to not only ask for enough money, but also to be like, I don't know, like compensated even just like emotionally, question mark. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it's the thing. Like, you would think that because they're hiring you, because they don't know how to do it, they would trust that you know how to do it. But no one likes losing control.
That's very true. Although I do think mine's a little different, just because it's their game. I'm actually adding to what they already created.
So yeah, but you would think that since you know how to do that, they would trust you to make it.
Yeah. But they trusted me to at least just start. And I think it was a nonverbal agreement that they're obviously, that's just how the industry works. That's just how it works. You get edits all the time. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
You gotta pretty much make a sandwich and then just pull a couple things off or add a few things to make it good for
excellent
the director.
Excellent metaphor.
Thank you. That was a good metaphor. You gotta
look
make
at
it.
You.
Yeah. God damn. I think we should end it now.
Hi, dorks and dorks and dorks and dorks. We just wanted to say, first of all, a big thank you to all Christmas gifts and paraphernalia that are coming in. Like Colleen and Evan sent us stuff. Other people, I think we've mentioned most of them, but I don't really remember. But we just want to say to everyone that we are so appreciative and thankful of everything you send us, and whether it's a card or a text or an actual thing, we love it and we're so thankful. And we just like want to send you guys Christmas gifts, but I'm trying to finish hand making them all, and so they'll probably end up just being like other random gifts. So this is our Christmas gift, saying that we love you all and that we're sorry that Christmas gifts are not tangible this year. But don't you worry, once we become famous from this podcast and make a bag, then we will send a million. Okay, love you, bye. Wait, how long have we been talking?
31 minutes.
Oh my God. Okay,
yeah,
let's pick
been
it up.
Bums.
Okay, anyways, I was working on my final eval and it went great. And I'm moving to internship now, which was really good because Monday we had a holiday party. So we did like no work. And I just went in on Wednesday, which is my favorite day because I get to work in the NICU. And then I have supervision and I got my final eval. And while my supervisor has not seen me do a session, period, he gave some good feedback and I'm just still working on.
Yeah, you came home very good and happy.
Well, yeah, because at first I was like mad that he was writing my final eval like in front of me and like,
right,
wasn't prepared to like talk about it when I had spent like 4 hours thinking through mine and like reviewing. But also like, that's okay because I'm the one growing.
Right.
You know, like it's good, right, that I thought about it.
Right.
Whatevs. And at the end of the day, if him doing it in front of me gets me a better score, so be it.
True.
Perfect. Twist my arm. Love it. But yeah, the holiday party was really fun. I'll post pictures, but we all brought like food. We did like a white elephant thing. I was telling my mom that some of the adults brought like nicer gifts to like swap. You do like the whole like you can steal it twice
white
thing.
Elephant,
yeah,
rules and all that jazz.
She calls it like
nasty Christmas, or
no, Joanne called it like, not Yankee Swap. I'm thinking, yeah, of The Office, but
Yankee Swap.
She called it Yiddish auction. And I was like, I've never heard that before ever, no, but it was just white elephant.
Yeah.
But then the interns brought like $5 gifts because the limit was like 25, but I'm not going to spend $25 on something, right, I'm,
what did you bring,
not going to get. Charades. $8 in a box.
Charades?
Yeah.
The game?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
TJ Maxx.
Oh.
They have a bunch of like games and
cool. Is that how we got karaoke?
Yeah, from,
or whatever,
from the swap.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Someone else brought that one. And I was like, okay, perfect.
Cool.
Another board game, whatever. But yeah, some of the adults like Chris got a Starbucks cup, just like a plastic one, not like a nice.
Oh, damn. Ooh, tough.
And his face was like dead. So upset because the gift he wanted got stolen from him.
Oh, God. This is why I can't, like, it gets me so, I get secondhand.
No, cringe. Actually, we sat down in the circle and I looked at Valentina, who was next to me, and she was like, I don't want to do this.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to fall in love with anything. I'm just going to try and pick, like, the most honestly, basic that's so gift. Smart.
Don't even try to do something good for yourself. Just
no. And I was number one.
Oh, wow.
I got to pick first, but they didn't let me pick again at the end.
Oh, God.
So I just.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, don't I get to go again? They were like, no. And I was like, oh.
Okay. Jeez. Everyone's okay. Happy with their gifts, I guess.
Okay. That just sounds like that would start a whole nother round of
right.
Swapping, right. But whatever.
Yeah.
No, but it was good. Internship's fine. Whatever. I'm taking off. I will be in this week and then I won't be in until the new year. So
there you go.
Perfect.
It works out.
Internship sports. Okay, we ate out a lot this week. Yeah,
my bill is up there. And so is yours. I know you also spend a hefty as well.
Yeah, come on now. I was slapping that card down.
You did. And I was very proud of you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I treat you right. Okay, first of all, Monday was Grumpy John's holiday party from the Bonnie, and we went to his cute little apartment.
It was fun.
And we had a great time. And I feel like I connected with some work friends.
Yeah.
Like,
I honestly
Hella.
Feel like I did too. Like, I feel like I could go to the Bonnie.
Yeah, I think that's like the last push we needed to, like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could show up whenever, but now I like want to go.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Now I'm like,
it's,
oh, hey.
It's like, now that was such a good move
yeah.
to go.
Yeah. No, I knew we needed to.
Yeah,
but
that was huge.
So that was good. And then Wednesday, we like didn't really want to cook. So we were like, let's go eat somewhere. I don't know where we were. Oh, we were going to go.
We were going to Jack's.
Yeah, but first we went to like Target or something.
We did. Because
we needed something. I don't really remember what.
It's kind of like a weird.
We always just like, oh, no, because I got home from work and we were like, what should we do? And I said, let's take a walk.
That's right. And
or
we
it
walked
was Tuesday.
To Target.
It was Tuesday because we stayed home all day.
That's right.
So I was like, let's just take a lap. And so then we walked.
Oh, that's right. We worked hard on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and was then, a fun day.
Yeah, it was good. And then we ended up at Rosario's.
Rosario's. Yeah.
Which looks like.
I walk by it almost every day.
Yeah. And I'm always like, okay.
I don't
fine.
Go. I don't even go fine. I like almost try to be like, God, what the hell am I looking at here? Like it just, for whatever reason, my brain always associated as like.
Because it's nah. giving very, like, bodega vibes.
Yeah. It felt, like, really foreign that I just wasn't into.
Because it's Italian. But that's
but,
not foreign.
But that
that's
wasn't
in
foreign.
You.
Right. I know. So, I don't know. But anyways, we went in off of Mike's suggestion
yeah.
a while back ago.
And it was so
oh my God.
Yummy. We got
it wasn't the- even necessarily, like, the best chicken parm sandwich I've ever had.
But it was huge.
But it was huge, and
I low-key want one, like, right now. Like
the pizza, I thought, was really good.
It was so good.
And it was just, like, the vibes were immaculate.
This.
I thought the vibes were just great.
Well, yeah,
everyone
because it's
so
just, like, a big Italian
and,
family working.
Yeah, they were all laughing
and
talking.
Then,
and
apparently, it's where everyone gets their, like, pasta and meats
yeah.
and, like, it's
I
an
get
Italian
my deli.
Deli.
Meat there. Yeah.
Basically.
I actually do need to get deli meat there, so I gotta go.
I want pizza. Yeah, it wasn't like classic New York, but it was good pizza.
Yeah, I think we should take your family there and we should take them to Jack's.
Yeah, we need to go there. We got to go.
Yeah.
I got a whole list.
Yeah.
But we also...
How old is A if he can't drink any?
No.
In Astoria, he can, though.
He can go in.
No, he can drink in Astoria. No one's ever carded me in Astoria.
Yeah, but you have a beard.
Bruh, he'll make it, I promise. If we wanted to go grab a drink, if like the parents did something... We could go do that at Charlie's or something.
No.
Really?
Well, I just feel he's 19, Lee. He's not even like 20.
Yeah, he could look old if he wants to.
Well, he's, you're gonna, have you seen Zave lately?
No.
He's like massive right now.
Muscles?
Yeah.
Nice.
He looks like a freaking Dorito.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Heavy back day then, huh?
He's just like built right now.
Okay. All right. All right.
He's looking. I did well over there. And he got his hair cut.
Okay.
I mean, like, he's dressing nice. Like, uh-huh. We put it... My mom's going to be like, You.
Yeah, that's what I. That's why I was like, you confused on that one. But
I hype up the mom comments that already happened.
I see.
I help.
You
with help. That.
You assist.
Yeah, I'm on. I did what Lucy did for that goal. Boom. Do you remember that?
Assist.
Yeah, but didn't you call it something fancy?
No, she assists. She assisted. That's a bit.
Leonard tried to explain a soccer thing to me, and it took me so long to understand it. This is a tangent. Anyways, we also, Wednesday. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, this is our, like, last thing. Dylan, who you guys know we've talked about. Oh, my God, bro.
Jesus. We spent a lot of money this week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my
God. Dylan was having his 54 Below, like, debut with his office
cast.
Thanks. And they were doing like a holiday show kind of in character. So each character sang like a song. I thought it was going to be like holiday songs that like revolve around their character. But really it was just like other musical theater songs that their character would like embody. So like the Kelly character sang something from Mean Girls. And Dwight sang something from Heathers. And then...
What was Toby's?
I think it's from Just in Time or Tick, Tick, Boom. I don't really know.
I literally sounds like you're just speaking gibberish to me. I don't even know why I asked.
But like, Jim's was Dancing Through Life from Wicked.
I don't get it.
He was, remember Jim?
Yeah, Dancing Through Life.
You've seen Wicked. What's he, Fierro sings?
Oh.
Let's go down to the Oz Dust Bowl.
But why is that?
Because you've seen Wicked.
I understand, but why is that, like, good? Like, why is he singing that? Why would Jim sing that?
Because Jim's very, like, nonchalant, like, always there for a good time, wants to hang, kind of, like, heartthrob.
They just did not. Ugh. As a true avid Office fan, it's just...
I thought it made sense.
I mean, I don't know anything about plays or anything, really. I'm just...
Well, you've seen Wicked.
I have.
Remember Jonathan Bailey?
I didn't connect that until just now.
He's but like heartthrob. He's like mate. He's like man. He's like...
I guess. I get it.
Kind of blows just not, off what he's supposed to be doing.
I just... Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I get it.
Whatever. I saw online that Dylan was going to be in like down there.
How did you see that online? Like on their post?
Yeah, he reposted something, and then I like went and posted.
Okay.
And at first I was like, Leonard, please ask if there's tickets. And then politely, you didn't text him. So then I said, it's okay. And I DM'd the office, like Instagram, and I was like, are there student tickets? Like, blah, 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 blah. And they were like, yes, yes, show up at the. So we went out. We finally got to use my Blackbird money.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We had good burgers. They were yum.
Yeah. Good shakes, good fries.
Yeah.
Good burgers.
Bogus. And then we went to 54 Below, which is like, I don't think people know what that is, but it's basically this nonprofit, and it's where a lot of like big names either started, like got scouted from for musical theater, or now they like go back there and they'll have like one night at 54 Below. You can like see them sing their big songs.
It is not a big place whatsoever.
No, it's really intimate, really cute. But Dylan did amazing. He sang an Into the Woods song, and we like surprised him there, and it was such a great night. And we sat at a table with some lovely people who've like been in the city and the industry for a bit. So it was fun.
Yeah, it was. Expensive, but fun. They also make you do a 25 min, and I knew that they were not going to check that shit. So I got one drink.
Yeah, that's on me.
Cena like forced a second one to get to 25, but I should have just told her not to.
Yeah, I just thought they'd like charge me anyways. So then I was like, if they're going to charge me anyways, I might as well drink.
Yeah, I just, you put too much faith in the fact that these people care that much. People just don't care that much, man.
Well, I care. So
good.
Whatevs.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was a great time though.
It was fun. And then my intern friends, most of them have their like boyfriends, girlfriends living here, but one of them doesn't. She lives in LA. And so they were visiting and And we wanted to like go out. And so we went to this cute
art bar.
Yeah, this cute space in the West Village called Art Bar.
Art Bar.
And it was a vibe. It was so fun in there.
Usually, I'm very anxious in these situations where like you can't sit down and there's not even room to stand up. Like there literally wasn't room to just sit and wait.
It was packed.
But it was such a cool vibe that we really waited it out and we got lucky and I used my Tim Cox powers to get us a seat.
No, literally all my friends were like, he's doing so good. How is he doing this? Like, oh my God, he like found us. It's
a superpower.
They were so impressed by you.
When were they saying that?
Well, you were like doing your thing.
Scouting out.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Peyton was like, oh my God, he's doing so good. Thank you so much. And I was like, I know, like, he's awesome.
Oh, jeez. I'm blushing.
No, literally, you scouted out a great table, and then you scouted out one that was also leaving, and we, like, all sat down and had a great time. They were playing great music, and the prices were
affordable.
Phenomenal.
Affordable prices.
I had the best mojito and sweet potato fries of my life.
This is in the West Village, by the way.
$16 total.
Yeah. A $6 cocktail and fries.
Yeah, and it was, like...
Yeah,
kind
good.
Of the glass that
if I knew that the wells were $6, I would have gotten sloshed at that place instead of getting the $11 green tea peach schnapps thing.
Yeah, but
that stunk.
It was yummy. My mojito was so good.
I really, really wish I didn't get the peach schnapps.
Anyways, I need to figure out if people have paid you back all the way. I think all of them have.
I think so.
Okay, we'll figure out. Yeah. But that was yummy. And then before then, we went to Charlie's to like pregame a little because I knew I'd get free drinks, and we did.
Yeah,
and
God,
that was
such
fun.
A fun time.
Emma was bartending.
Played
and
some cards.
Yeah, we played Spot It at the bar.
Yep,
it was so fun. It was so fun.
And we played Crazy Eight, and I did not win a single time.
It's true. Finally, a card game I can win. And then
I'd love to play.
I cleaned house in blackjack. I won $200, guys.
Yes, she did. I taught her blackjack, and she was into it. I'm thinking we go to Vegas with all of our money and just
Girl.
See if we can just double it again and then double it.
I'm not that lucky.
Go find a sure thing.
No. I'll go to Vegas to sit by the pool.
I will gamble.
That's about it. No. We don't have money to do that. Lastly, I went to this bar called Night of Joy last night to hang out with a high school friend and like meet up with her boyfriend and say hi. And it was cool. The drinks were like not worth what I paid, but the bar was like the ambiance and the vibes were really good.
Dude, we went out this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, we did New York right this week.
No, I finally feel like in my last month of the year from moving here, I feel like I like can juggle like the where and the out.
Yeah.
Like I picked this bar we went to last night. And
oh,
they
nice.
Both were like, wow, like, this is such a vibe. Like, well, and
Williamsburg.
I'm like, yeah. And I was like, thank you.
Nice,
like, I
dude.
Usually don't have the wrecks, but now I do.
Nice.
Yeah. So that
That's
was awesome.
You're also forgetting one more food item that we had yesterday.
What?
Taco Bell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you, Becky, for my Grubhub gift card because... We had Taco Bell, and Leonard had never had the Cinnabon Delight.
I've never had
any
Taco Bell. I've never, ever had Taco Bell before.
If you know me, you know...
You love a Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. Like, the bell. Me and the bell.
You guys go
Me and the bell
back.
Go way back.
So anyways, you get a bag of 12 dessert balls.
Yeah, Cinnabon Delights.
And
your
God
mom would like those too.
Damn, they were...
Yeah, I was like, Leonard, do you want anything? He's like, yeah, just order for me. And I was like, oh, ho, ho. So
yeah,
I like
right. boom, boom,
did
boom.
My little things. And the quesaritos are back. Those haven't been here for like years.
I would do Taco Bell again, but I also died last night.
Yeah,
so.
His tummy did not like
I
that.
I feel hungover and I didn't drink.
Really?
Yeah. I feel terrible.
Okay, well.
So I don't think we're going to do that again.
That's okay.
But it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, we've had a great week.
Man, and you've cried so many times at the same
time. So many times.
It's bizarre.
Yeah,
like,
wait, we kind of.
Hold on this for a second, 2 seconds. Like, on one of those days, like the day where we played cards and all this, we have a fantastic time. But then at the end, you're just tired and you're like in your, as you say, your luteal phase. And then it like ends with you just being like super sad.
Yeah, I literally sobbed.
Like out of nowhere, bro.
Girl, it's hormones. Like,
it was like, what is going on?
Or hormones, and also like it. You have a glass of wine and I'll cry. Like,
I know the glass of wine really does make you cry.
Yeah, and I'll cry.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
You're very lucky. Never mind.
I told Leonard I don't like when he says that. I understand why you do, but like, you know, I know.
Yeah.
And also, like, you're lucky your girlfriend cries all the time. I'm making you more emotionally vast.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Did we fight this week? Kind of.
It wasn't a fight. It was more of like, I'm now getting frustrated with.
That's what fighting is.
Yeah. I guess it was, if you will. But again, that's not a fight in my eyes. A fight is when people like actually are angry towards each other in my eyes. That's what a fight is. Ours was just, we were too, just like, you wanted to just not be sad and I didn't want to be sad because you were sad. That was it. Because I get so sad when you're sad. It's so hard for me to live like that.
Well, I'm sad every damn day, so.
You're not sad every day. You're sad every day?
No, but maybe like every three.
Just out of the blue, just for no reason.
No, I think I just get like overwhelmed. Like.
Yeah, you need to just hang with your fam for a little bit, see how it goes. Reset. New year, new you.
No, my mom can tell. This morning on the phone, she was like, if you you don't have to work, what do you need? Like, she was like trying to be so helpful.
And is it
like,
because of the podcast or just from looking at you?
No, she just
felt it.
Yeah. Moms know everything.
Mum's the word.
Mum.
That's what I said.
Oh. Why did we buy three rolls of wrapping paper when we got each other two presents?
I'm not sure. I used one of them, though. Like, at least we didn't use... Well, it's because it's fun. It's festive. And it was only $1. $1 to us.
Yeah, I'm going
to... It's like $10 to someone else. I'm solo.
No, my last things are that I'm going to make a bucket list of everything I want to do. Why are you petting my toes? Of everything I want to do this next, at least until June. I know we're like wanting to stay longer, but like I still need to make, I need to make a bucket list of that. And I'm going to get a bin to put all of our holiday decor in, and it's going to include like wrapping things.
Hell yeah, because we're going to be here for another Christmas.
Hopefully. Well, we'll probably like go with our...
Oh yeah, I think we probably will end up... going to Cali and going to Washington.
Splitting up for Christmas.
Yeah. It's cool that we get to do a Christmas together. Again, this is the first time I've ever spent like a holiday, like a true real holiday season with a girlfriend. This is exciting stuff.
Wow,
wow, wow.
Wow, wow. Woo-hoo. I can't whistle. Thank you.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, wasn't that good?
That was really good.
I'm solo.
And I am thankful.
Oh, wait, I like that. I'm festive.
And I am,
I can say thankful.
Hungry.
Oh. And where?
Oh, I thought we were just going to keep going.
Oh, I thought we were just like
in NYC.